Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. This is the second episode for today. So if you skim past the last one, it is 22 Major League Soccer bets. Those are the ones that are played here in America. You know, the teams like Columbus, Kansas City, San Jose, all of those. Excuse me. Also, if you missed yesterday's podcast, which by the numbers seem like, you know, some of you did, want to go ahead and tell you so you don't have to listen to the whole entire thing, that yesterday gave out our first NFL bet. It's kind of a futures bet, but no, not really. It's for tomorrow night's game. The NFL Hall of Fame game that kicks off the preseason. And like I said, it is Thursday night, but I knew I would be doing baseball and soccer for today, so I went ahead and gave it yesterday. So, what we're looking at there is Jerry Jones is threatening not to send any of his starters, not even to fly them up to Canton, Ohio. He doesn't want any of them hurt, especially after Zach Prescott's Dak Prescott's injury scare from last week. So if he doesn't do that, then Dallas is going to be running lower on their depth chart. Well, right after he said that, then there were rumors from a lot of Pittsburgh sources that was saying that Pittsburgh was going to take everyone, but they weren't sure that they were going to play any of their starters, and if they did, it would be extremely low minutes. Some of it I can't help but think the Hall of Fame game, if you've ever been to the Hall of Fame, sits out back of the Hall of Fame, and it's a high school field. Now, granted, people donate to that high school to keep that field and to keep the game there, but that field has been known for years as not really a great field. And so I have to think that has something to do with it. The number that I told you guys to jump on was under 33 points, -110. I said that number is going to be moving. You want to jump on that as best you can, because you don't want it to go so low that you have to go on the over where they're trying to get you, or you don't want everybody betting the over so that they raise it. Anyway, I also picked Pittsburgh on the spread, and it's not the normal spread you see in football. I got 1.5 points. It's basically a pick'em game with all the rumors out there that the starters either aren't coming or aren't playing. I got it for -110. I know I will watch the first quarter, but depending on how they are playing and depending on how things are going will depend on how much more I watch of it. So let's get into baseball. If you listened to the podcast yesterday and you bet any of my bets. I told you guys I would be transparent, and you already know how horrific I was yesterday. I absolutely was missing everything. Now, there were a couple games I missed by like one run on the over and under. There were a couple games I had teams on the run line. They won, but they didn't win by two or more. But I'm not even going to make excuses because I was that bad. I don't understand how the day before yesterday, I went, I don't have it in front of me. I either went 11-4 or 11-5. Cloud nine. Just bragging about it, which is probably what got me in trouble. Karma got me. But yesterday, I went 4-21. And, I mean, it really just, or excuse me, I don't know why I said four. I went 9-21. Since we had 30 bets. I knew that didn't sound right. 9-21. And I thought, how do you pick so good one day and you basically get blown out of the water the very next? It was horrible. But I couldn't stay off of the scoreboard because I started rooting for teams, you know, in the 8th, 9th inning to score or not to score or whatever. And I was just getting drilled game after game after game. And got a headache that I still have. So I'm really hoping today will be better. Days where I have multiple things to bet, multiple things to research, multiple picks to make and everything, I seem to do better. Which is why I tell you, I like volume betting. I don't like betting 30 bets in Major League Baseball, though. But luckily, we've got some soccer. And then, of course, we talked preseason NFL. But we do have 30 picks today in Major League Baseball, which is the same amount we had yesterday. So let's see if I can't break even or go over 500. I would like a lot to win over 20 games, but, or over 20 bets, but let's be realistic and just hope for 15 or more. So anyway, they start at 12:35 today. We've got Minnesota at Cincinnati. I'm going to take Cincinnati. They've been looking pretty good, and I'm going to take them on the run line at -110. And I'm going to say that both these teams go over 9.5 at -115. 110, we've got Seattle at Tampa Bay. I know Seattle won yesterday. I think it was a fluke. I think Tampa Bay gets their act together, being at home at Tropicana. Let's take Tampa Bay on the run line, -1.5 at +130. And I think after yesterday, both these teams figured out Trop, and we're going to go over 8, -115. 210. One of the bets that we got right on yesterday was the Pittsburgh bet. So we've got Pittsburgh at Milwaukee, and I'm going with Pittsburgh again. Yesterday I told you I liked their lineup against Milwaukee starting pitching. Well, the other thing that surprised me yesterday was Pittsburgh's lineup really hit the bullpen too. So I'm going to go after it again for those same reasons. I'm going to do a reverse run line, which means I'm giving Pittsburgh plus 1.5 runs. And I got that at plus 115. I think both these teams, though, don't drill anything. And I think they stay under 8.5 at minus 115. At 3:37, we've got San Diego versus Oakland. San Diego took it to Oakland. They actually looked like the San Diego we saw in the beginning of the season. So was that a fluke? Who are they? Are they who they were the first, 6 to 8 weeks of the season? Or are they the team they were the last 2-3 weeks before All-Star break? And then for the week coming back from the All-Star break. I'm going to go ahead and take San Diego over Oakland. Oakland didn't play with any kind of passion yesterday. And so we're going to go San Diego just on the money line, just for them to win at minus 115. And then I'm going to say both teams, they go over 8 at minus 105. They're too good of hitters. These two teams play too hard not to be scoring 3, 4, 5 runs apiece. Then we get into the evening slate. We've got two games, 7:05. The first one up is Baltimore at the New York Yankees. Guys, we're back to fading Baltimore. The Yankees, I don't know what to make of them, especially after that Boston series. But anyway, we're going to take them on the run line at minus 1.5 runs at minus 145. I'm starting to hear rumors that they may be giving Baltimore plus 2.5 runs and then taking the Yankees minus 2.5 runs. If they do that, do not play the Yankees, because 3 runs is a little much even when you're playing Baltimore. I think both teams go over 9.5, and I got that at minus 110. We've got Philadelphia at Washington. Guys, I'm taking Philadelphia on the money line just to beat Washington. Minus 110. I like their pitching. And I think Philly does a number on Washington, who not only traded pitchers, but also Steven Strasburg is out, they think, probably for the rest of the year. And so I think we go over 9 at minus 115. We've got one game at 7:07 tonight, and that's Cleveland at Toronto. I'm back to fading Cleveland, and I'm back to being on Toronto. We're going to take them on the run line, minus 1.5 at minus 120. Both these teams over 10, minus 110. We've got two games at 7:10. First one up is Boston at Detroit. Guys, I know Detroit looked good, but I have to take Boston. They're the better team. We're going to take them on the run line, minus 1.5 for even money. And then we're going to go over 9 at minus 110. We've got a second game at 7:10, and it's the New York Mets at Miami. I'm going to take the Mets on this game. I think their pitching is really a lot better today than Miami's. Going to take the Mets on the run line, -1.5 runs at +105. And then I'm going to pick them all to stay under 7.5 runs at -105. At 8-5, we've got one game. It's the Los Angeles Angels at Texas. I told you guys that I thought Texas's cliff was crumbling. Well, I think they've jumped off the cliff. We're going to go with the Angels on the run line, -1.5 runs at -105. And we're going to do the over 8 at -120. At 8-10, we've got one game. It's Kansas City versus the Chicago White Sox. You guys know how I've been with the White Sox. If you've been listening to the episode, you know my struggle with Kansas City and how bad I wanted them to be good at the beginning of the season because how good they looked on paper. They usually play fairly good the second game of all their series. I don't know that they're going to win. I think they keep it close. So I'm going to take Kansas City on the reverse run line, giving them +1.5 runs at +105 against the White Sox. And I think they get a victory that way. I'm going to go over 8.5 runs at -115. At 8:15, there's one game, and it's Atlanta versus St. Louis. I don't like how the direction, I guess, that the Braves are going in. Some of their player movements and adjustments, and I'm just not feeling them right now. And so we're going to go with St. Louis on the money line at +105. And then I think both teams stay under 9 at -115. We again have one game at 8:40. And it's the Cubs at Colorado. Guys, I don't know what it is. Colorado's a completely different team when they play at home. Taking them on the run line, -1.5 runs at +110. And then, I guess I'm going to shock you guys again, because I'm playing the under 11. I know I lost it last night, because they went over the 11.5 that we were playing. But I'm going to stay under the 11, because I don't think the Cubs hit Colorado as well tonight. And I got that for -110. We got two games at 9:40. And of course, one of those is my San Francisco Giants at Arizona. Arizona beat them last night, which killed me. I thought for sure if anybody was going to pull out a win for me and maybe save my record a little, save my bankroll. But they definitely didn't do it. I think San Francisco comes back, gets this last game of the series, and we're going to take them on the run line at -1.5 runs at -115. I think both teams go over 8.5. And I got that at -115. The last game of the night, 9:40, is Houston versus the LA Dodgers. I know Houston got them. I've been playing Houston, but usually at home. I wonder if the Dodgers were overlooking them. I really do, or I wonder if their trades are not setting well with the rest of the team in the locker room. If it's the second one, then we're going to see the Dodgers lose again tonight and maybe lose this weekend. If it's the first one, just the fact that all their trades are just now getting there, getting to know people, getting to know their system, then we'll see a quick turnaround for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the better team against Houston. But, buddy, last night they played like it was a playoff series. I mean, they were hitting the ball. They were getting excited. They were pumped up when they were playing defense. And if they come out tonight, the Dodgers better come ready to play. I'm playing the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5 runs at -110. And then I think both teams go over 8.5 runs at -115. So that's your 30 picks in Major League Baseball. Like I said, 9-21 yesterday. We've got to be better than that today. For all of you out there, please bet responsibly. And if that means that you don't agree with me and you need to not bet that game, or it means that you take the other side, do it. You guys know it does not bother me. These are free picks, and they're bets that I personally am making and am losing money on. So don't bet any more than you can afford. Don't think, oh, Sam is putting out 30 picks, I have to bet all 30 picks. No, you don't. And if you want to bet all 30 picks, lower your units that you're playing on them. Go down to half units. Go down to quarter units. Do like the one lady did that I told you guys about, I guess it was probably about 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, where she was betting $1 on every game. It doesn't matter. It's about having fun. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you feels like that you have some issues surrounding gambling, stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Make sure you answer their questions honestly so they can make you the appropriate referrals in your local area to get you the help, guidance, and support that you need. I'm going to be real honest with you guys. Just remember, when I say this, that I went 9-21 yesterday. I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on tonight. Unless you're betting against me, and then I hope you lose because I need to win. You guys know I'm joking. Anyway, I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully sometime I'll see you down the road.